Unit 1.
Hello, my friend. I'm your new teacher. My name is Miss Lorraine. What is your name? How old are you? Where do you live? I'm from New York, but I live in Moscow now. Moscow is a very beautiful city. I like it very much. I have many friends in this city. I'm an English teacher. I have many students. Some of them are big, others are little. Now I'm sitting in my study and waiting for a new student. He will be here in a few minutes. I think you'll like him. Oh, here he is. Just a minute. I'll open the door. Who is it?
It's me, your new student.
I've been waiting for you. Come in.
Good morning, Miss...
Miss Lorraine.
Hello, Miss Lorraine.
Hello. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Volodya.
Volodya. Vladimir. That's a very beautiful Russian name.
Yes, it is.
Can I call you Vova?
Yes, of course. Vova is short for Vladimir.
Thank you, Vova. How old are you?
I'm 9.
Do you go to school?
Yes, I do.
Are you a good student? Do you work hard?
Well, not always. Of course, I usually get good marks, but sometimes...
What do you mean sometimes?
Very seldom.
What do you do very seldom?
I don't do my homework, and teachers give me bad marks.
That's not good. You must remember to do your homework.
I know.
Where do you want to sit?
Any place you tell me.
Do you like this armchair?
Yes, I do.
Take this place, please.
Thank you.
You speak good English.
Thank you. It's my dream to go to England and other countries, so I must study English hard.
That's great. I'm going to ask you some questions. How many seasons are there in a year?
There are 4 seasons in a year.
How many months are there in summer?
There are 3 months in summer, June, July, and August.
How did you like your summer holidays? Did you like them?
Yes, I did.
What did you do last summer?
I stayed at my summer house with my parents.
Did you go to any cities or countries?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to a children's camp?
Yes, I did.
Now, Vova, I'll tell you about my summer holidays, and you'll do the first task. Listen carefully.
Okay, I'm ready.
So as for me, I had very good summer holidays. You know, there are 3 months in summer, June, July, and August. In June, I went to many countries. I was in England and in the United States of America. I was in Australia and in Canada. I was also in some cities in Russia. I went to Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Kazan. I saw many places there. I liked them all. In July, I stayed at a small house in the woods. There was a big lake right by our house, and we swam in the lake every day. You know, before that, I couldn't swim. But there in that lake, I learned to swim. Now I can swim very well, and I always swam for 1 or 2 kilometers in that lake. Sometime I even swam for 3 kilometers, but I wasn't tired. In August, I went to a children's camp. Of course, I'm not a child, so I worked there as an English teacher. I had such clever children in my group. We drew pictures and played games. We went into the woods and played football. We played the guitar and sang songs. Now it's autumn, and all the children are back in school. We must study, too. So, Vova... connect pictures and the names of the months with lines.
June, July, and August?
Yes.
But there are 4 pictures there.
Very clever of you. So which picture is the odd one out?
I think this picture is the odd one out.
Now open your book, find this picture, and cross it out. Have you done it? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Great. Let's go on with the lesson. At camp, I met many bright children. One of them was Mike. He was the best football player in our group.
Is he a schoolboy?
Yes, he is. He goes to school.
What form is he in?
He is in, let me think. As I remember, he is in the 3rd form. Yes, now he's in the 3rd form. He's a good pupil. Yesterday, I got a letter from him.
Can you read it to me?
Of course I can. I can read it right now. Listen carefully and you'll understand everything. Dear Miss Lorraine, this is Mike.
This is Mike. Do you remember me? How are you? I'm fine, but I miss my friends. I wrote letters to Alex and Max, but I haven't got any answers back yet. Maybe they went to England or to some other country. When I was at camp, my parents did some repairs in my room. I didn't know anything about it. It was a secret. When I came home, they said, We have a surprise for you. Close your eyes. I close my eyes, and my father opened the door to my room. When I opened my eyes, I just said, "Wow!" The room was so beautiful. The walls were coloured light blue. There were dark blue curtains on the window. There was a new yellow desk by the window and a red chair by the desk. All my books were in a new yellow bookcase. There were beautiful pictures on the wall. And there was a new sofa by the wardrobe. But the biggest surprise was the computer. I had been dreaming about a computer for 3 years. And then my dreams came true. Can you understand how happy I was? Now I can already do many things on the computer. I can type. I'm typing this letter now. I can draw. Let me draw my room. Here it is. I'll attach it to the letter. Do you like it? Oh, it's 5 o'clock already. It's time to do my homework. If you want to be a good pupil, you must study hard. Tomorrow we'll have 5 lessons. English, Russian, mathematics, drawing and reading. I've done my English homework already, but I haven't done sums and I haven't read about Tom Sawyer yet. Will you come to our camp next year? In which month? June, July or in August? Write back to me, please. I'll be waiting for your letter. Well, goodbye. With best regards, Mike.
With best regards, Mike. Did you understand everything?
Yes, I did. I understood nearly everything.
Now open your book.
Is it the picture of Mike's room?
Yes, it is.
Did he draw it himself?
Yes, he did, but he didn't draw one thing.
What is it?
That's a great secret. Read the letter and draw the missing thing. What's missing? Draw it and color all the things in the room.
Excuse me, have you got any color pencils?
Yes, I have. Here you are.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let me take a look at the picture. Yes, you've done it right. And what about you, my friend? Have you done this task? Have you colored in the picture? Have you drawn the missing thing? All right, let's go on with the lesson. Here is the grammar exercise. Write A or an. Have you understood the task?
Yes, I have. Well, apple. An apple.
That's right, an apple.
Doll. A doll.
Great, go on.
Sweet. A sweet. Star. A star. Owl. An owl. Ball. A ball. Uncle. An uncle. Egg. An egg. Young man. A young man. Old woman. An old woman. Yellow pencil. A yellow pencil. Wicked lion. A wicked lion. Red car. A red car. Orange. An orange. Ant. An ant. Duck house. A duck house. I've finished.
Let me have a look at your work. Well done. No mistakes. Close the book, please. So I must write a letter to Mike now.
Can I help you?
Well, thank you. Here's a sheet of paper and here's a pen.
I can type it on the computer if you like.
Well, that's even better. Take a seat at the computer. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Dear Mike, of course I remember you. I was very happy to get a letter from you and to see that you now have a new room. I like the picture of it very much. How are you? As for me, I'm fine. I go to my work every day. As you know, I work at a school. I am an English teacher. I like my job. I have very clever pupils. We always speak English in our lessons. We never speak Russian. We often play different games. We often sing songs. We often read books. We often write letters. Sometimes we draw, but not often. We seldom draw. Of course, the children like drawing very much, but we have no time for it. Recently, we drew a picture on the board. It was great fun. Have you ever drawn a funny man? We did yesterday. He had 3 eyes, 2 noses, 1 big mouth, and 4 ears. He also had a fat body, 4 long arms, 3 fingers on each hand, 4 short legs, and very big feet with thin, long toes. He was a real monster. Before going to the camp, I had lived for a month in a small house in the woods. I learned to swim there, and now swimming is my hobby. Every day I get up early in the morning, and nearly every day I go to the swimming pool. In the evenings, I usually read books and play with my children. Sometimes I watch TV. What about you? Do you have any hobbies? What do you usually do in the evenings? Have you ever been to any other countries? In your letter, you asked me if I'm going to come to our camp next year. I think next summer I will go to camp in August, if I can. What about you? Give my love to your parents. Best regards, Miss Lorraine.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. Can you print that letter, please?
Here you are.
Let me have a look at it, please. No mistakes. You write English very well.
Thank you.
Now please take your place at the table. Here's a sheet of paper. Can you draw a monster on this sheet of paper?
Okay. How many eyes does it have? I don't remember.
Look in the letter.
Is it mouth, big or small? I don't remember.
Look in the letter.
Are its toes long or short? I don't remember.
Look in the letter. Well done, Vova. Now you must do the exercise. Guess the meaning of the words and put them in the sentences. First, read the words.
Interesting, kilometers, group, guitar, hobby, student, monster. These words are easy. I know them all. They sound quite Russian. Interesting, интересный. Kilometers, километры.
Great. Then do the task. Put the words into the sentences.
Mike was the best football player in our group.
That's right. Go on.
I like to read interesting books. Sometimes I swam even 3. But I wasn't tired. Kilometers. I even swam 3 kilometers. Next. I learned to swim, and now swimming is my monster?
No, of course it isn't.
Wait a minute. Swimming is my hobby. Next. At the camp, we played the guitar and sang songs. We drew a funny man yesterday. It was a real monster. Vova? Vova is a very good student. I've already done the task.
Let me have a look at it. Well done, Vova. You really are a good student. Well, Vova, you can speak English and you can read English very well. You can write well, too. Do you know the English alphabet?
Yes, I do.
Let's open our books. Here is the English alphabet. Can you sing a song with me?
Yes, I can.
Let's do it now.
A, B, C.
Very good. Now let's read 10 new words.
June, July, August, often, seldom, open, close, can, letter, miss. You know, Miss Lorraine, I have a hobby.
What is it?
It's singing rap.
Singing rap? Really?
Yes, I can do a rap with the new words.
Really?
Listen. Which month is the best? June, July, or August? Look. The letter is writing a letter. I can write a man. Open or a pen. Close. My nose. I miss you. Miss. I often fly. I seldom cry. Yeah.
Fantastic. I like your singing very much.
Thank you.
Listen carefully. Here is your homework. Learn all the new words, find them in the vocabulary, and translate them. Have you understood the task?
Yes, I have.
And now let's write a dictation.
Shall I write it on a sheet of paper?
No, here is your first copybook. Please write in that.
Thank you.
Write down the dictation at the bottom of the page.
At the bottom of the page here?
Yes, be very careful. The first word, or word number one, H-E-A-D. The second word, or word number two, B-A-G. The third word, or word number three, B-I-K-E. The fourth word, or word number four, F-L-A-G.
Wait a moment, please. I'm not ready yet.
The fifth word, or word number five, J-A-M. The sixth word, or word number six, C-H-I-L-D. Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Let me have a look at your dictation. Well done. No mistakes. You're a very good student.
Thank you.
So our next lesson will be tomorrow. Remember, do your homework.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
See you tomorrow, Vova. And you, my friend, don't forget to do all the tasks in your book. And now our lesson is over. Goodbye.